ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Congressional Republicans and the White House came to an agreement in principle to raise the debt limit. This still needs to pass Congress before June 5th to avoid a default, but ABC's Jay O'Brien has more on what's in this agreement.
The debt ceiling deal reached between President Biden and Speaker McCarthy would raise the debt ceiling for 2 years, according to sources. It would also, Republicans say, level historic spending cuts. That includes phasing in work requirements for SNAP benefits, specifically limits on the benefits for people up to age 54, excluding veterans and homeless people. Those new requirements would sunset in 2030, according to a source.
Authorities in New Mexico say 3 people were killed, 5 were hurt after a shooting involving rival motorcycle gangs during a motorcycle rally. And 60 Republicans in the Texas State House joined the majority, voting to impeach Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton amid allegations of abuse of office and corruption. He's now suspended pending a Senate trial. This is ABC News. As millions of people travel and celebrate the unofficial start of the summer this weekend, can be a very difficult weekend for many families.
The meaning of Memorial Day can get lost in the holiday shuffle. But for Florida mom Jeanette Nazario, there is no way to forget the loss of her son, Army Specialist Zachary Charles Moore. He died 6 years ago.
Memorial Day does hurt. It does. For all of us in the Gold Star community, Memorial Day, we feel it coming.
She says talking about her son with others helps, and she hopes all Americans will honor those who have served and didn't return home. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
High costs led an insurance giant to make changes in the nation's most populated states, says ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
State Farm says it will no longer insure new homes and properties in California due to wildfires and rebuilding costs. The change took effect Saturday. It's the second insurance company to do so, joining American International Group, according to the Wall Street Journal.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here!
Whoa, that was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Other bands like Quick and Painless, who are all in rock concert. And what we were talking about, we kind of watched like Gabe grow up in front of us here in the Madison music scene before he moved away. I feel like Cat and a Hurricane and our relationship with you all is the same thing. We're watching you just blossom and explode here in Madison. It's really cool.
I'm glad you used that word, because I was saying when they all came in, wow, what a summer you are having. And it's not going to end because you've got a big tour planned too, which is so exciting. How does it feel?
It is absolutely wild. We've been working together as a three-piece since 2019, and Kat and Ben have been performing longer than that, and Kat's been performing solo for longer than that. So I feel like for all of us, this has been a long time coming, and we're really, really proud of all that we've worked on, and we're excited to go on tour. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. What vehicle are you using?
We are renting a passenger van,
oh,
which
rented.
Is expensive,
yes,
but definitely worth it.
But the maintenance is done by someone else.
Yes, and it's insured. And
we can all fit in one car, and the maintenance is insured and everything like that. So we're renting a van, not cheap, but going to be worth it.
Well, definitely.
It's a lot worse to break you down on the road. And
there are a lot of horror stories and like people getting their van stolen. Like, it's insured. We don't really have to worry about it too much.
We're not renting a van. So if you're looking to steal a van, you are not listening to this right now.
You're not going on tour.
No. Sorry, we're not on tour.
Okay, Jimmy, I hope you hit the dump button. Hey, let's get to some live music with Cat and the Hurricane acoustic here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. This next song, it's called Walls. Tell us about this song before you play it.
This song came to life unexpectedly in the year 2018. I had just met somebody that I felt really hard for, and they opened up to me really quickly. I found that we were doing the thing that I think we accidentally do sometimes, which is trauma bond, and that's not always usually, like, it's mm-hmm. not the healthiest way to start a relationship. But when this person opened up to me, I was able to see them fully and understand why they kind of worked the way that they worked, and I was able to share with them, like, hey, in solidarity, like, here is my life experience and story. So this song is about surviving abuse, surviving the unimaginable, and having to cope and live with that for the rest of your life, and learning to live and function normally while trying to grow and kind of grow out of that version of yourself that, you know, experienced something terrible.
All right. Well, let's check it out. Let me invite listeners right now. If you want to ask Cat and a Hurricane a question, call now. You can do that at 844-967-2789. 844-967-8... Wait, what's the number?
844-967-2789. Yes.
That's it. All right. It's Cat and the Hurricane live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
I am picking away from the wall that you have built, and I am climbing your fears to put them in the ground. Give in to it, give in to me. I know it hurts, it's plain to see, but I hurt too, and I want to be safe in everything you do, and it's not fair. We had no choice, and they can't steal our only voice. So say it loud and say it clear. Do not let them dictate your fear. I am singing to you, 'cause I have walls built too, and I am hoping you'll see that you are just like me. Give in to it, give in to me. I know it hurts, it's plain to see, but I hurt too, and I know you want to be safe in everything you do, and it's not fair. We had no choice, and they can't steal our godly voice. So say it loud and say it clear. Do not let them dictate your fear. To be safe in everything you do, and it's not fair. We had no choice, and they can't steal our only voice. So say it loud and say it clear. Do not let them dictate
Hurricane live in the Devil's Lair here on Devil Radio and the Shaw 101 FM. The Shaw, once again, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you have a question for Katner Hurricane, you know, when Rocker told me, I think back in, what was it, early May, maybe end of April, oh, hey, Katner Hurricane's going to play Atwood Fest. I was like stoked, but I had to keep my mouth shut until, you know, the band lineup dropped. Atwood Fest is a big, big deal. It has to be super exciting for you all to be on stage or going to be going on stage.
Yeah, it's so exciting. Like, Atwood Fest is such a huge thing to be able to put on a resume, and it's such like an amazing event in Madison. Madison has so many great events for the summer, and I feel like we've gotten to do some of like our bucket, like so many of our bucket list things this summer. Like, we just came from Art Fair on the Square, just played live on King a few weeks ago, and doing Atwood Fest. So it's been honestly a dream come true this summer.
What about Milwaukee shows?
Milwaukee shows.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we actually have one coming up this Thursday at the Cactus Club in Milwaukee. We're playing with Social Sig. I think that's actually going to be a solo set. And then a band from Chicago who originated in Champaign-Urbana, Illinois, where I went to college. They're called Ocean Child. Mm. And we've been talking, and we're just so excited to play. So that's going to be fun.
I knew the wrenching
yes.
out was happening.
Milwaukee, too. We love Milwaukee, too.
Yeah, definitely.
And so you just mentioned that you had played live on Queen Street. Tell us about that show, because I saw some pictures. It looked pretty big.
I
feel like we're all still kind of like soaking it in, like trying to just like verbalize exactly how that felt. Obviously, one of the biggest shows of her career thus far. Also happened to be on the same day that Roe was overturned. So we had a lot of feelings, and I feel like Madison was also having a lot of feelings.
Yeah.
But I think that Live on King was the thing that Live on Queen was the thing that everybody needed that night. So yeah. Where we were was, you know, like a little bit of panic feeling, right? So yeah, like, yeah. Oh my gosh, how could this day possibly get any weirder? But it was breathtaking to look out over the crowd and to see how many queer and trans people, community members were there that showed up for us, that really needed this thing, this cathartic thing to all join together and kind of be scared and angry at the same time, all together in the same place. And I said to the crowd, be as angry as you need to be as scared as you need to be, but we're gonna do this right here, right now. So we're in this together. And asked for all of my trans siblings to come to the front and have the allies stand aside, and just it was about them that day, really, truly, because having a uterus goes beyond just having an AFAB body. So, and this affects more than just women with uteruses.
To have this platform, that's huge. You were still there to play a show and have a great time and bring the party. But how does that feel to have a platform like that available to you, where you can say what you need to say, bring people together? And I always feel like music does that anyway. So, but also you saying your piece.
Right.
You know?
So I feel like we've talked about this quite a few times over the last couple of months in interviews and all kinds of things, people reaching out, is that when we were kids, we didn't have the kind of representation that we are bringing to the table right now. And we think that's incredibly important and vital for kids that are from the younger generation that are growing up right now with anti-trans legislation being passed and things like basic human rights being just completely swept aside. So to be that kind of representation that we needed when we were kids is like a dream come true, because as a kid laying in my bed at night, listening to my Walkman, lip syncing to all of the songs, imagining myself playing on a stage someday, like I'm finally doing that exact thing that I used to dream of. And when we were growing up, we didn't have trans and queer musicians to look up to, really. I mean, you know, there was Prince, there was Bowie, there's Freddie, but really it was few and far between. So
especially on a local level. Yeah,
especially on a local level. Yeah. And I feel like we all had dads that were listening to dad rock, you know, so there was, right. You know, we had to stumble upon those things ourselves when we got older and started veering away from the very family-centric structure that we've all been kind of indoctrinated into to grow up. So really a coming of self story for us.
One of my favorite stories that you've said, that you told to us on the air in a previous interview, Kat, is the time where Kat and her hurricane was still young. You were playing a show down in Beloit, and fans of Kat and Hurricane, who were also part of the trans and LGBTQ community, really opened up to you and expressed their appreciation, if I remember the story right, and really took you by that.
It was a beautiful moment.
Do you feel a responsibility, you know, being part of that community, and with the current events with Roe being overturned? What can Kat and Hurricane do to, you know, help further the cause to, you know, reverse this BS that we got ourselves into?
I don't know. Maybe we should go TikTok viral or something. and call out the Supreme Court. I don't know.
Something.
The younger generation has already doxed them, so I think they're doing the Lord's work on their own.
Yeah.
But on a more serious note, using this platform to spout off about this, like, this is not normal. This is not okay in any way, shape, or form. After 50 years of having this be a thing, and then just to decide this year, especially with all of the circumstances surrounding it, of, like, who decided that and how they got in there to decide that, it's ludicrous. It's criminal, and we won't stand for it. And I know that our community members here in Madison are angry, and, like, that was the thing with Live on Queen Street. We were getting ready for a show, and the security doing Live on Queen Street, they were ready for the protesters that were headed up to the Capitol that day around 3, 4, 5, 6 o'clock. And then that same crowd ended up creeping into the Live on Queen set, and I think it was just a very full day of being confused, angry, scared, not only for people themselves, but their friends, their families, their moms, their sisters, their daughters, anybody that has a uterus. And knowing that their bodily autonomy doesn't matter anymore, because that's what it comes down to. I digress.
Yes.
All right. We normally unplug from politics on a Saturday night.
You're right.
But this is important because it really ties in, I think, into our community, obviously, and our country, you know. And
I agree. Music is, on a base level, sometimes political. And
yes,
our songs are protest songs because existing as trans and non-binary people, our existence is apparently political because they want to keep making it political. So if they want to keep making it political, we'll write you protest songs all day, baby.
You know, no doubt. I mean, rock and roll was born in the protest movement. Yeah. I mean, come on. You know, the 60s was, you know, the war. More of that. But the war just shifts, right?
Yeah.
Correct. And if we, if Stonewall hadn't happened, if our trans elders hadn't stood up for themselves, like, we're nothing without our trans elders for doing what they did. So much love.
It all started as a parade in San Francisco.
Yeah. Ready to throw bricks.
We're going to play a studio song here, right? Is that next?
Libra, why don't you tell us about this song? I think we've played it here on Max Inc. Radio before.
Several times.
Yes. Yeah, Libra is the first song that Kat and I as a duo ever recorded together and kind of arranged together. We first put out the first version of it almost a little over 3 years ago now. So that was our first kind of, like, moving towards the sound that we have right now. It's a song from the whole Libra EP that's titled after that song. Is all about kind of being surrounded by the wrong people and learning what it means to find yourself and be around the right people. And the hook, "What a thing to do for someone who doesn't love you," is really sort of one step in our journey towards learning how to love ourselves and be who we need to be. So that's Libra.
And we'll hear some more live music in just a few minutes. But right now it's Kat and her Hurricane, Libra, live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies on Max Inc. Radio.
Your name in the sky, with pennies and papers and meaningless little things. You can only see at night.
We're going to have more live music from Katner Hurricane here in just a couple of minutes. Stick around for that. You can give them a call and ask questions, comments. Tell them that they're awesome. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. More live in the Devil's Lair presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pie in just a couple of minutes on Max Inc. Radio.
Do you enjoy shopping for handcrafted products? Do you believe in making the world a better place? You will love Ethical Trade Co. Browse for goods from around the globe, knowing by purchasing fair trade products, you are supporting the artists' economic independence. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
Today's Random Thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. You ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all first Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
Hey music lovers, Sims DP here, asking you to join me and my band, Harmonious Whale, for a trip of a lifetime to Ireland. August 12th through the 21st, we'll visit the west coast of Ireland and head up to the beautiful counties of Donegal, Mayo, and Clare. So please join Harmonious Whale for a musical tour of Ireland. For more details, you can visit harmoniouswhale.com. That's harmonious, W-A-I-L.com. See you on the bus.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
2 months ago, I said I was leaving.
Welcome back to Max Inc. Radio and live in the Devil's Lair presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies.
That I started to believe.
Thought I would open up with the voice of Candace Griffin. And, you all play with Candace Griffin, or Candace plays with you, and you've played with Candace. She's awesome.
Oh my God, she's just a prolific songwriter. We are so lucky to call her a friend, to work with her professionally. We are her backing band. We're actually going to be playing, opening up for Mackenzie Moore's single release party on the 17th, and we are so excited. That's going to be at the High Noon Saloon. But also, Candace is so kind and generous with her time that she sings backup vocals for Cat in the Hurricane, too.
Nice. And Mackenzie Moore, we know her. You know, did you hear her new song tonight?
Yes.
Yes.
So good.
You know, Jimmy, there's something interesting going on here, though, because Mackenzie Moore is going to have Cat. She's going to have, who did we just say? Dana Perry.
And Derek.
Ramnerace. And so at Atwood Fest, it's Derek Ramnerace, Dana Perry, Jake and then Cat in the Hurricane.
Yeah.
All in a row.
We're doing something cool here.
Yes. All in the family.
Rocker, let's do some more live music, man.
All right, Jimmy. Well, you know, this next song, it's called Over You. And I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about the song before you play.
Yes. This song also originates from the 2017-2018 era of my life. It is coincidentally about the same person that I talked about in the first song. This song is kind of an anthem that speaks to the fact that when damage is done, it kind of lives with you, and you gotta kind of just learn to live with it. And the sentiment of I'll be hurting for the rest of my life over you just means, you know, that it kind of stays with you. But what really brings the song to life, if you ever hear the studio version, is that we have a group of our very best friends in the background, stomping and clapping along to the chorus that kind of brings a bittersweetness to it, where it is a sad sentiment, but in the end, it's like, it's okay that it hurts.
And as part of healing right there, let's hear it right now. It's Cat and the Hurricane, live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
I wake up, I get dressed, and I blend in with the rest. In a cage of my doubt that I can't seem to get out. There's an ache in my chest that needs to be addressed, and it's you in my view. I'll be hurting for the rest of my life. I'll be hurting for the rest of my life. I'll be hurting for the rest of my life over you.
Yeah, Cat and a Hurricane, live in the Devil's Lair. So good. Thank you so much for coming in. Hey, if you're tuning in late and you want to hear it again, you can listen to the replay tonight at midnight, tomorrow at 6 p.m. and midnight. And on Monday, you can download the archive, the podcast, at maxincradio.com, Rocker.
You can certainly do that, Jimmy. And right now, we're back with Cat and the Hurricane here in the Devil's Lair. Cat, you guys are playing the Mile of Music August 4th through 7th in Appleton, and that is like I mean, beyond Summerfest and Atwood Fest, that's maybe like the third biggest gig in the entire state, right?
Yeah, it's a huge, huge festival, and also one of our favorite festivals, one of our favorite shows to go up to. So we're so excited to be back.
Wow. You are also playing there, though, the 4th through the 7th. That's like 4 days.
We will be there all 4 days. It's Thursday through Sunday, so we have one set every day that they set us up with. So if anyone is in Appleton, they can see us any one of those days or all 4 of those days.
You know, you guys were telling me some great stuff about what this festival does for people, for musicians that are playing there. They put you up in a hotel. They have what, healthcare and massages? Tell us about that.
It's incredible. So, yeah, they're putting us up in a hotel. They have free food catered. And they understand that artists are out on the road and also, you know, in addition to working, doing them a huge, you know, solid by being there and performing. And they also recognize that artists out on the road likely don't have insurance or means to be able to get, you know, healthcare and dental care. So they do offer like dental cleanings and massages and chiropractor care.
Yeah, it's like limited appointments for,
it's beyond that.
It's just things, they're very artist first. And like, that's just really cool to see.
Is that like on site?
They have limited appointments, obviously, but it's supposed to prioritize those folks that don't have insurance or like regular access to healthcare throughout the year. But they have limited appointments in the Fox Valley Performing Arts Center, sort of the hub and the center of the festival. So artists have kind of a space in there where they can go and get snacks and water and like access to all these different businesses that donate their time and services to make sure that artists have a good time while they're in Fox Valley.
Rocker, you got to book us a live broadcast up in the. Sorry, Terry.
The show, taking photos, taking video. So incredible. But I wanted to ask, do you have to apply to be chosen to play Mile of Music? Because I have some musician friends out of Nashville. They've applied for years and have not been accepted until this year. So first time. So I think this is amazing again. I'm so happy you're from Madison.
Yes, yeah. They do have an application, and we're a returning artist. We did it our first year last year. So, yes, so it's super excited.
I was just going to say we need to get a gig up in Appleton, Rocker, because I can really use a good dental cleaning and a massage right now.
I think we're working on another station up there right now, Jimmy.
Perfect. Hello, Fox Valley.
Now, you guys are also doing the Homegrown Festival. Tell us about this little one here.
Yeah, so Homegrown Festival, it's going to be in West Bend, Wisconsin, in Regner Park, I believe. And they have bands going all day long in this kind of public park. And we're going to be performing tomorrow at
2:15.
Yeah, so we're really, really excited. And we're excited to see all the bands that are
Yeah, there's a lot of local bands there too. We got Midnight Purchase is there, Tay and the Neighborly. I can't remember all of the ones off the top of my head, but it's all kind of local and regional bands over in West Bend. So it's our first time there and really looking forward to it.
Yeah, we're honored.
All right, well, let's get back to some live music right here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The next song that you guys have for us tonight is called Swimming for My Life. And, it's different than Running from the Cops. Tell us about this song.
Who are you? Who's asking?
Who wants to know? That was a good one, Rocker. Shoot. Don't shoot. Kidding. Goodness. So this song is from Baby Cat era. That is a part of my life when I was just like 8th grade, 9th grade. I found a boy on the internet and I liked him very much. And we had a long distance relationship because we bonded over a video game. He was a real person. So before
Which
anyone...
game?
It's called RuneScape.
All right.
It's like an online fantasy world. If you're listening, you know. So this song is about kind of the ending of that relationship in which we started to get older and we started to realize that this was not a sustainable relationship because we lived in two very different parts of the United States. And
additional fact, the one time I actually had a chance to go see him, I was on my way to him and I got in a car accident and I no longer could go see him. So I feel like that's a little bit of fate stepping in. Also, he's married with a kid and I'm extremely gay. So I think it worked out for the best.
Oh, the irony.
Thank God for that car accident. I tell you what, I'm glad you're okay.
Everybody was fine, by the way.
I wouldn't change a thing.
It's Cat and the Hurricane live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Let's hear it right now.
The storm inside your eyes, I've realized you're a hurricane I just can't weather. Tossing and turning in the sheets of time, you've come alive. I promise you deserve so much better. Thinking for this you, I have to think. The waves grow higher as I go under. Swimming for my life to give you the best chance you can have. Just a ripple in your past. Whoa. Disguise. The light inside your life has gone away. Kicking and cursing your way through this life cuts like a knife. Find your way someday, I pray. Dim the light, walk the plank, and for this you, I have to thank. The waves grow higher as I go under. Hey. Swimming for my life to give you the best chance you can have. Oh. Dinner you will show, you will look back. Just a ripple in your past. Oh, 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 oh. I am swimming for my life. I am swimming for my
Live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. All right, we have one more live song. We're going to play a studio song here. It's we got about a little less than 8 minutes before the hard break. How long is the live song, Kat? Yeah, the last song you have.
We got one more song that we could play live. That's about 4 minutes.
4 minutes. All right, why don't you go ahead and change your guitar and do that. Mm-hmm. Ben, I was going to play, I'm like this while we do this, but I think we're going to do the live song first. But I had a question because...
No, we're going to do Sorry That I'm Like This.
We're going to do that now?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to do that right now then.
And then, perfect. We'll come back with live music in the Devil's Lair.
Sounds good. It's live in the Devil's Lair. Actually, so confused. Sorry I'm like this. Talk a little early so we get to the live song, but this is my favorite part of the song. Cat and Hurricane live in the Devil's Lair here. All right, Rocker, take it away, brother.
All right, we have a guitar change, Jimmy, and we're here with Cat and the Hurricane. And where can we find you online? Where's your online stuff?
Yes, we are pretty much everywhere as Cat and the Hurricane. That's Cat with a K, all typed out, and the Hurricane on like TikTok, Facebook, Spotify, iTunes. Our website is catandthehurricane.com. You can hear that song that was just playing in its entirety any of those places.
And that's a Cat with a K.
Cat with a K.
And no ampersand.
Be sure to follow them.
This last song is called Resonate. Tell us quickly about this song before you play it.
Really quickly, it is the happiest song I've written to date. And I was in a good headspace, and it was just a moment of like, things are pretty good, and the people that I have in my life are good, and it's so, so good.
So it's happy, sad, lesbian music.
Exactly.
I love it.
All right.
Third time and space, you resonate. Third time and space,
after you're gone. Woo! So long, reflections, and I never got along. But now I see there's no need for me to be so mean to me. Through time and space, you resonate. Through time and space, after you're gone, after you're gone.
In the Devil's Lair, we got it all in. I can't thank you all enough for coming in and sharing your music with us and just being cool and being who you are. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having
us. Thank you for having us. We appreciate you. We love you, Madison.
Once again, you can catch Kat and the Hurricane at Atwood Fest coming up on July 30th. You guys are there. June 24th, though, that's already passed, isn't it? August 4th through 7th in Appleton at the Mile of Music. And where else?
Catch us on tour for the whole month of August, and you can find all the info for that at catandthehurricane.com.
There you go. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah, bring that song back. Thank you so much. All right, next week, live in the Devil's Lair, it's Dana Perry. Can't wait to see Dana. I hope Jenna Jonas comes with her, too, because that'll be awesome. And then after that, on July 23rd, Sexy Esther will be live at the Devil's Lair. Rocker, you got Max and Kevy coming up. Randy Kastner is going to join you from RK Metal Promotions. It's going to get hard and heavy at the Devil Radio Studio. That's coming up after 10 o'clock. In the meantime, I'll see you next week. Terry Barr, is awesome to do radio with you, as always.
Thank you.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Yeah, when you want to go out, see a band or get a drink, you want to know what's going on, check out Maximum Inc. What's hot overseas or new in the local scene? Wisconsin's only a music magazine. The record labels read it, so does a girl next door. In the bars and coffee shops and at the grocery store. And if you're surfing the web, check out our homepage. www.maximum-ink. Thank you.
Rockfest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is 40 years old. Its history is pretty rich, too, when the grocery store-owning Metcalf family set up a brat tent in the store parking lot to sell brats to customers. By 2004, more than 180,000 brats were being sold in the parking lot. Okay, so now can you guess how many gallons of ketchup are needed for the brats every year? 30 gallons? 45? 74 gallons? The answer coming up. These days, the fest isn't just about the brats.
You know, we have a kid zone, we have a farm zone, we have a sports zone. Just not really like anything else.
That's Michael Alexander, one of the organizers.
Roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends.
And more numbers. 4 million brats over 40 years, raising $2.5 million, supporting more than 120 nonprofits. And the amount of ketchup used? 74 gallons. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark.
I'm Bureau